This is episode 1891. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today. Meditating is one of the best things you can do to have more peace, energy, and clarity in your life. In today's episode, we continue along with our series all about mental balance. And in each episode this week, you've discovered a meditation technique and insight to help you achieve mental balance. And I'm recording this series for you from Greece. And Greece is where it all began with Stoicism. The founder of Stoicism is considered to be Zeno of Sitius. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Zeno came into this philosophy of Stoicism when he was shipwrecked and he lost all of the cargo. And this had a profound impact on his life. He realized how meaningless possessions are and how much value discipline is and living closer to nature. And after he was shipwrecked, he went to Athens, Greece, which of course is a mecca, especially during his time, of philosophical thought and high thinkers. And so he would go around the agora, the gathering place there in Athens, and go to the different stoas. Stoas are the different areas where the individual philosophers would meet with their students. And he would listen to the thoughts of the day, and he came upon a different way of thinking about life. This transformed him so much, the exposure to this great thinking of the day in the agora of Athens, Greece, and the experience of having lost everything in a shipwreck, that made him contemplate life in a unique way. So he began to put together the foundation of Stoicism. And there are four pillars or four virtues of Stoicism that I've been sharing with you in this week's series. You have explored prudence, justice, fortitude, and the final virtue I'll share with you in today's meditation as your focus for your meditation is temperance. And this is living life in moderation or living simply. So as you think about your own life, think about how you could simplify your life to have less possessions and also to simplify your thinking. Letting go of the stress and cares and distractions. And I've encouraged you to think about ways to set specific times, even setting a timer on your device or just times during the day where you stop and do a worry fast, where you let go of the worries and cares for even an hour, or even half an hour, or even 15 minutes you could build up to an hour. Do this regularly, or where you straighten up a room in your home. Your physical surroundings influence you. So if you are surrounded by chaos and clutter, it's really hard to relax and streamline your thoughts. You might even think about not spending time with people who gossip. Sometimes that's hard to avoid, or the news, and give yourself times of the day where you do allow yourself, for example, to check your email or to check your news or to be in touch with people you still need to have contact with that may bring you down. But just think, okay, I'm pretty much at my strongest in the mornings, so I'm going to reach out to these people in the morning when I'm pretty energized and can manage my emotions in a better way if this person starts to really annoy me. These are ways for you to structure your life so that you can begin to build that all-important self-discipline that is also a foundation of Stoicism. So think of how you can live in moderation, and that includes your eating, your drinking, any vice you're involved with. Do it in moderation, and you will find that you appreciate it so much more. Well, in today's series as well, I'm going to combine the different meditation techniques you've been exploring all week long into one layered meditation. This is the way I meditate. I layer the techniques together. So as you settle yourself down, start off, as always, with a straight spine. And as you close your eyes, keep them slightly elevated upward. This will help to keep your thoughts uplifted. And think about some area of your life right now that you could simplify to live more in moderation. Just bring that to mind. Now, mentally repeat, "The answers are within me. The answers are within me." When you begin to live with more self-discipline, you begin to feel more empowered and balanced. And when you listen to your intuition, you find the answers you need. The answers are within me. As you inhale through your nose, feel peace spread throughout your body. And as you exhale through your mouth, feel a cool, energizing sensation. Inhaling peace. Exhaling energy. Your eyes are uplifted, focused on your highest aspirations, your seventh chakra qualities at the crown of your head. You could visualize the color light pink surrounding you. You could do this week's Kalisvara Mudra with your hands, bending your fingers, holding them at your chest with both hands, and touching the middle knuckles together, extending your thumbs downward, touching them. It looks like you're making a heart with your hand, your fingers, and your thumbs. Extend your middle fingers upward. It looks like a steeple over this heart. This helps you to feel focused and balanced. Inhaling again, peace. Exhaling, energy. Continue this breathing technique, focusing on simplifying your life. Meditate until you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.